SBS στα ελληνικά.
The well-known and accomplished Greek-Australian actor and director Alex Lycos presents in the coming days his latest film titled Me and My Left Brain. Alex Lycos became widely known to the theatrical audience with his work Alex and Eve, which was also adapted for the cinema. In the new project, apart from the direction and the script, Alex Lycos also has the leading role. Alex is with us today to talk about his new film. Alex, first of all, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, me and my left brain, and we can say in Greek, εγώ και το αριστερό μέρος του μυαλού. What is it? Please elaborate.
So basically, it's an exploration of the inner voice that we all, that inner critic we all have in our own heads, and the role the inner critic plays in shaping the choices we make in our lives. There are some times when the inner critic is right, and, you know, we will go with what the inner critic says. There are other times when we just want to do something, take another path, and the inner critic will kind of lambast us. And there's this constant tug of war inside our own heads, which probably, for a lot of us, prohibits us from taking, you know, more bold action, because we've got that inner critic always doubting us. And the other thing I wanted to explore with this movie is this idea of friendship love versus romantic love. And the definition of romantic love being this lovely setting. And many years ago, I went out with a girl, and, you know, we the settings, the restaurants, the, you know, the views the restaurants had when we would go out to dinner were beautiful. The candles, the environment, the ambiance was beautiful, but we didn't have an intrinsic connection. So it didn't really matter how beautiful the setting was, we didn't have a connection. And I juxtaposed that with, you know, a friend who, it didn't really matter where we were, we just had this strong connection. So I wanted to explore this idea of what is romantic love and what is friendship love, and what's, I guess, long-lasting, enduring love. You know, what will stand the test of time? And I wanted to explore this through this film.
Can I ask, when is the movie going to be released, and in which cinemas it will be shown?
It's being released on the 16th of May, Thursday 16th of May, and it's playing in Sydney. It's playing at Randwick Ritz Cinemas, GU Filmhouse Beverly Hills, GU Filmhouse Cronulla, United Cinemas Collaroy, and Parramatta Riverside. In Melbourne, it's playing at the Classic Cinemas in Elsternwick, and also in Brisbane, New Farm Cinemas, and Perth, Luna Leaderville.
This production, is it self-funded, have you found sponsors, or something of both?
It was funded by a small group of investors who I know through my own connections, who have, I guess, come to see our theatre work, and they just kind of pulled together some, you know, a small pool of money for me to go away and kind of have the autonomy, the creative autonomy to tell this story. And, you know, one of the things, if I'd like to add, that me being a fan of Woody Allen's work, and this being a romantic comedy, I wanted a jazz score. I wanted the whole composition of the music to be jazz. And I was fortunate enough to have Cesare Scabuschi, who's an award-winning composer, you know, do this beautiful original jazz score over the movie.
Alex, how easy or difficult is it for you and other creators, colleagues of yours, like yourself, firstly, to make your own works? In the cinema business, as we know, has a big production cost. And secondly, how easy or difficult, again, is it for established cinemas to accept to show your movies?
Okay, on the first question, this being my first film that I did on a low budget, Alex and Eve, you know, was a big team of people. It was a bigger budget. So obviously there was no issue getting that film made and making it look really professional, etc. But with the money we had for this film, I had to call on a lot of favours. And there was a lot of goodwill given this film. My editor, for example, who you know, gave this film so much love and so much time. So I got through with this film. I don't know if I could call on those favours again if I was to make a second film for a low budget. That would be hard to do. So it is very, very difficult, but I got through with this first film because of the goodwill of the networks that I've built over the years, and they could see that the film had merit and really believed in it and therefore would support it. And to your second point, absolutely no doubt, very, very difficult to get into cinemas. Cinemas are absolutely very, very tough and very demanding, and, you know, they want to fill up their cinemas. We are fortunate because we do have a little fan base who is loyal to us. Alex and Eve, you know, played 2015, so cinema owners knew all about us. And we strategically picked cinemas geographically where we knew our audience lived in the vicinity. So we've gone for what's called a platform release, not in a lot of cinemas, but hopefully we can get people into those cinemas, because the one thing about comedies work really well when there's an audience watching it. So when there's a couple of people watching a comedy, it feels a bit flat. So what we're hoping to do is get good numbers in that first week, build some momentum, and hopefully maybe we can add a few cinemas in the second and third week. But cinemas are the ruthless, and if I can ask your audience, if I can plead with them, to go in the first week, because the film opens on a Thursday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, plays three times a day. Monday morning, cinemas will look at all the films for that weekend, and the films that didn't do well, they'll just pull them.
Alex, in Australia, we see many American productions. Do you think enough is done to have Australian films and talk in the sense we talk about French, Italian, Greek, etc. cinema? What is your opinion? What needs to be done?
Look, I can kind of elongate this answer, but I'll try and be as quick as I can. I've come up with an idea that I'd like to kind of lobby down the road, and the idea is, this idea is about put more funding into the Australian film industry, and that is important. But the idea that I'm putting forward to politicians is, if we can have a government subsidy scheme, which is basically, in short, every adult is given an $18 voucher that they can claim from the government that can only be redeemed when going to watch an Australian film, not any other movie. So basically, you know, on a Saturday night, you've got this voucher sitting on your fridge. You might say with your partner or whatever, and say, "Hey, let's go out tonight. We've got these vouchers. Let's make use of them. Let's go watch an Aussie movie." So all of a sudden, you've probably got about, you know, 12, 13 million people, a market of 12, 13 million people. Not everybody will use it, but if you get 1 million, 2 million people using their voucher, all of a sudden you've got some significant attention put on Australian films, which are representative of our way of life, which is important to preserve, I believe.
Alex, we thank you very much for this interview, and we wish you every success with your new movie creation.
Thank you very much. Very much appreciated.
Απολαύστε περισσότερα θέματα στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την ιστοσελίδα sbs.com.au/greek.